back.
Hi. Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm
Awesome. It's lovely to chat to you. Thank you for taking the time out of your afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Well, a while back, I'm from ilikemusic.com, and at the end of last year, you guys put together a guest edit for us. You wrote some features for us, you put together a playlist, and you wrote us a feature about Sage Francis, which was awesome. And you put us together a hip hop playlist, which was amazing. So it's lovely to finally chat to you. And since then, things have just escalated for you guys.
It's been a wild year.
Yeah, right. How are you today? How are things in general? How's the rest of the band?
Things are very good. It's just it's very exciting to have people respond to music in such a positive way. It really means a lot to us.
Awesome. I mean, we are young, obviously. It's broken records. It's had over 52 million views on YouTube, which is
That's crazy to hear.
insane. How have you found the success? Has it been exciting, weird, strange? What's it been like?
We haven't exactly come out of nowhere. We've been on tour for 12 years. Separately, we've been in bands for such a long time. And then, obviously, Fun has been together for 4 years. So I don't think there's any way that you can prepare yourself for what we're going through at the moment. But if there was something you could do, I think we've done it. We've just been on tour for ages and ages and ages and learned how to, be away from the people we love and, make the sacrifices that we have. So it's definitely like a really interesting moment that we're having, and I think that like I said, like a part of us was prepared for it.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be my next question. Obviously, you have all been in bands before. What's different about Fun? What's special having been in
The thing
those
about
other
Fun is
groups?
we all, started playing music when we were really young. I did my first tour when I was 15. And at that point, you're limited to just your friends or the people you know, and you make mistakes and you screw tons of things up. And Fun was like the second chance that most people never get in a weird way. We got to go back and we got to put together this dream team of, musicians and songwriters. The three of us have so much respect for each other. And then also just going out there and touring and, making albums and writing songs. We had so much experience that we got to do it on such a higher level, and we didn't have to carry that baggage that we did with our other bands, where there was just so much history of messing up.
Yeah, okay. I mean, how would you describe the fun process of putting together a track, of writing a song together? How do you typically create?
There's many different ways in which we do things, but I think the main method is, Nate will like hear like an idea for something in his head, and then he'll come to Andrew and I, and we'll sort of all hash it out and talk in this, what would almost sound like a secret language to anyone else, because it doesn't really make sense to anyone but the three of us. And we just get into it from there. We talk about, just like the vibe of the song and the production and everything. And we build chords around it and basically bring it to life. So, I would say that's our most standard way of doing things, even though there's plenty of other ones too, but that's the one that feels the most like specific to Fun, and it's also how our best songs were created, in my opinion.
Okay, and like you say, obviously, having been in other bands before and you've released two records now, I mean, are Fun here to stay? Are you thinking about a third album? What's the future plans for the band?
I mean, I would definitely say Fun is here to stay, but with that said, we haven't really gotten into our third album yet, just because we're so set on working on this album, and
Cool.
we've worked so hard on it, and now it's all about bringing it out and giving it to the world, and not just phoning it in, no pun intended, but like, going to all these different countries and playing it and expressing it the way it was intended to be. So I think that we have every intention of moving forward artistically, but we're very specifically in this moment of this album right now, so it's hard to look beyond it.
Yeah, cool. And talking of being in the moment, what a crazy morning you've had. You've been at Maida Vale for the Live Lounge. How was that?
Limelight was incredible. We did this thing where our friend Haley from Paramore, we had her like via like satellite sing on a song with us from Los Angeles. So it was like a really crazy experience.
Yeah, I heard it. I listened. It was amazing.
Oh, cool, really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And I mean, how did the hookup with Haley come to be? Have you guys known each other for a while?
Yeah, she's been a supporter of our band for a very long time. And we just became really close friends. And that's, you know, that's just how it all started. Just through the band, she came to one of our shows. We hung out and have always been tight since.
Awesome. And of course, you needed the girl vocal on Somebody That I Used to Know. Who better than Haley?
Of course, we needed it.
Awesome. And from Haley to Janelle Monáe, who obviously featured on We Are Young, what was it like working with her? Because I know you were a fan of her. You dropped her in your playlist for us. I was talking about that you put together at the end of last year.
Yeah, in a way, she's similar to what we do in the sense where it's like, we have a style, but we also go in so many different directions. So she's almost like a satellite to her scene. And we feel, you know, very much the same way. So we love working with artists that, you know, we have that kind of kinship with. And, you know, it came about because we were fans. We knew we wanted a female vocalist on the song. She was at the top of the list. Our producer, Jeff, happened to have an experience with her, and he got to play her the song. And it was just these series of events that were all really lucky, ending with her on the song and eventually ending with us touring with her.
Amazing. What a great string of events. I said, what a perfect string of events, from finding her to recording to touring. One of the things about your music that I think so many people are drawn to is the fact that it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and there's a lot in there for people to relate to. And the reason I say that is because I have a very lovely grandma who I saw a few weeks ago, and she knows what I do for a job, and I was asking her how she was, and she asked me if I'd heard of a band called Fun.
Really, Grandma?
Yeah, my grandma. She's really into music.
You know, pretty
cool. Yeah, I know. Nanny Pauline is what I call her. But what I was sort of going to say to you is, how much do you consider your audience when you're making your music? Is it important to you to make music that's accessible, that a lot of people can enjoy?
It's important for us to make music that is meaningful to us, and sometimes that means it's accessible for lots of people, and sometimes that means it's not. And it doesn't really matter if it's accessible to a lot of people or not, because if we're making music that's extremely, you know, important to us and is dear in our hearts, then it will mean something to someone. And that could be one person or, you know, a billion people, but all that matters is that it's resonant and it does matter. And so when we do finish the album, we hope it's the kind of thing that will reach a lot of people, but it can't be the goal. The goal just has to be to make it meaningful. And then depending on the times and, you know, a lot of things is how people hear it and how people take it.
I think that's obviously the best starting point. Otherwise it would be hard perhaps to replicate in the future if you were always thinking of everybody else. Still,
it's all we can do pretty much.
Yeah, added bonus though that a lot of people like it, of course.
Yeah, it's very nice, of course.
what can people expect from you guys live if they haven't seen you before, coming to a show in the summer? What can we expect from Fun live?
Just a really big show, really big, unafraid to do a big over-the-top rock show. That's, you know, what we love, and it's what we aim for, to connect with the audience and have, you know, us as a band and them as the audience come together and create something bigger than both of us. You know, sort of like 1 + 1 = 2, it should equal 1,000. And we also, it's very different than the album in the sense that it's a different artistic expression. We have a lot of respect for audience, and people are going to pay money to come see us, and they deserve to hear something outside of the realm of what the album is, something almost bigger.
Out of all of the shows you've done so far or recently, which have been some of the most memorable, which have left a lasting impression? Yeah.
Just because there's been this whole, this entire last tour has been a pretty brilliant experience. And I don't know, it's hard to pick very specific ones, but I would have to say that we had a show in Columbus, Ohio, which season was just so perfect, and I'm not even necessarily sure why, but I think that it was because, you know, the band had been moving and changing so much, and for some reason that show, it was in a pretty big venue, it sort of felt like we had arrived at this place that we've been clamoring at. We've been working so hard to get somewhere, and that show to me felt like we had arrived, and now it's time to move on to the next thing. So for personal reasons, I guess I'll say that night in Columbus, Ohio.
Awesome. And you say, obviously, sort of reaching a goal. What are your future goals and ambitions for fun? What's the next level for you? Where do you want to take it to next?
We just want to keep pushing. And, you know, we've always pushed really hard in the past, and it's always led us to places that we never thought we'd get to, and places that were new and exciting and terrifying and all those things. And we have every intention of just pushing further and further.
Okay, cool. And sort of outside of the band, I wondered what music you've been listening to recently. New, old, anything? What have you been getting into?
I can't stop listening to Robin.
Oh.
I love Body Talk, the album. I think it's one of the greatest pop albums ever made, and I find it so inspiring. Pretty much Robin and Bruce Springsteen is what's going on right now on my iPhone.
Awesome. Any particular Springsteen track? Any particular Springsteen track that's got you hooked, obviously.
Okay,
I said, any particular Bruce Springsteen track that's got you hooked.
No,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I wondered if there was any Bruce Springsteen track in particular.
Any specific tracks?
By Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, Springsteen tracks, sorry.
Yeah.
lately, the song I'm on Fire, I've been incredibly inspired by just how minimal it is, and it's one of my favorite guitar parts of all time, and it's lyrically beautiful. There's something about that, and also it's just like a moment of change in his career. It's on the Born in the USA album, and it kind of feels like a little hint of where he was headed.
Awesome. And how about outside of music, when you're not making music, what do you get up to? Reading? I don't know. What else are you into?
I love film, and we play a ton of basketball when we're not playing music. But mostly just, you know, going to movies. Right now we're obsessed with Game of Thrones and The Wire and Friday Night Lights. Those are the three TV shows that have, like, taken over the tour bus. And I think that's, like, the big thing on tour, is to be able to slip into another world and, you know, be in, like, Baltimore with your friends on The Wire for a couple hours.
Cool. And lastly, our website is called I Like Music, and everybody that we chat to, we ask them if they would mind finishing the sentence, I like music because, and we put it as a quote at the top of our interviews, so it would be wonderful if you could do the same for us, if that's okay.
Sure. I like music because it's the only thing, I think, in today's world that completely binds all people. I think it's the only thing we can agree on as human beings.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You have
to. Oh, I said thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Talk soon.
That's okay. Is it all right if we tweet you and things and say hello? And
what?
I said, is it cool if we tweet you and say hello and keep in touch with the band? Awesome. Thank you very much. And it's so cool to see everything that's happened since you put together the guest edit last year. Really well deserved. And
thank you so much.
No.